Every year we hear the forecast. Multiple forecasts, in fact. So many numbers, so many messages. And this year is no different. So let's see if we can make sense of it all. The first forecast was released by Drs. Gray and Kloschbach of Colorado State back in April. They have a long history of recognizing atmospheric trends that tend to correlate to overall seasonal activity. And this year, confidence is high that an El Niño will play a big role. Dr. Phil Kloschbach explains how.
El Niño is our big factor, and that's because when you get warmer than normal water in the tropical Pacific, that increases upper-level westerly winds in the Atlantic. Typically, your low-level winds blow out of the east, and your upper-level winds blow out of the west. So if you get stronger upper-level westerly winds, that basically means you have a stronger vertical shear, which is a change in wind direction with height. It basically tilts the circulation, disrupts it, and basically allows it, gives it less of a chance of becoming a hurricane or a major hurricane.
The latest data suggests we are just weeks away from El Niño conditions being declared. Just last week, NOAA, or the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, released their forecast, and it was for a near or below normal year, predicting a range of 8 to 13 named storms, 3 to 6 hurricanes, and 1 or 2 major storms of Category 3 or higher. But officials and emergency managers, especially here in Florida, say not so fast. Those forecasts can be misleading.
El Niño does not, nor does La Niña, directly impact hurricane activity. There are other factors. And the presence of an El Niño is not going to eliminate hurricanes. There are going to be hurricanes this year.
That was National Hurricane Center Director Rick Knapp. In his annual address at the Governor's Hurricane Conference last week in Orlando, he pointed out several years where the numbers just don't add up. Let's start with 2004. Many of you may remember those horrific sounds of trees falling and roofs peeling off. It's the year most Floridians identify as the worst season in our lifetime, with 3 major hurricanes crisscrossing the peninsula. But did you know that was an El Niño year? And forecasts were for a near-normal season. 2005 was even more active, and it made sense. 2 more Florida landfalls. But get this, since 2005, 53 more hurricanes have come and gone in the Atlantic Basin. But not one of them has hit the state. It's almost hard to fathom. The last time Florida took a direct hit, Facebook and YouTube were only a year old. And Twitter didn't even exist. This is certainly unsettling to those like Florida's Emergency Management Director, Brian Kuhn, whose job is to make sure the entire state is prepared the same each year.
You know, it's been a long time since Florida has had a landfalling hurricane, and that's great. However, the risk to Floridians has not changed. The fact is that Florida gets about 40% of all the hurricanes that hit the United States, and we're going to get hurricanes in the future. And so it's imperative that Floridians take hurricane season seriously and prepare accordingly.
In fact, I studied all of the hurricane seasons dating back to the late 1800s and found very little correlation between the total number of hurricanes in a season and the probability of Florida landfalls. For example, in seasons with above normal activity, 7 or more hurricanes, Florida was hit 52% of the time. But in years with near or below normal activity, that number only dropped to 43%. And most alarming, to me at least, was that in years with 3 or fewer total hurricanes, Florida still took a direct hit in 40% of them. In 1992, one major hurricane. But it was Andrew. So no matter what the forecast is each year, no matter what happened the year before, preparation is still what saves lives. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jeff Hoffman.